Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the instant match reaction after Liverpool snotted Arsenal all over the place at Anfield. 5-1.
Easy, wasn't
James,
it?
Mate. That was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just easy. We make it look easy in every game. It's just any game we go into, we just... Have I got barbecue sauce on my face, no, by the way, before I carry on? We just make every game look easy. Do you know what I mean? I'm just happy. Easy fella. What did he say? Come on, Arsenal.
I don't know.
Either way, do you know what I mean?
That's what we did.
Yeah. No, but we're amazing. Even when they scored the goal, I just knew we were going to come back. I'm not even going to lie to you. Liverpool just gave me that confidence now that regardless what happens, we can get through it and overcome. So I'm speechless. We're just that good.
I'm exactly the same because I looked at that and like Liverpool go 1-0 down early on, and I thought the first 2 minutes of the game we came out of the blocks really, really fast, and we looked spot on. And then there was about a 10-minute period where Arsenal really got back into the game, and Iwobi was getting a little bit of joy out of Trent Alexander-Arnold down our right-hand side, their left-hand side. And I wondered to myself whether they were going to do anything with that, and they did. You know, Lovren plays a ball over to Mo Salah. It doesn't go long enough. They play a little 1-2, Iwobi around Lovren, and then I think he's the lad who crosses the ball in for that Miles Maitland or whatever his name is. I don't care who scores. And then everyone looked around at each other in the cop and was like, we're going to do this still. And I think that's what you were saying just a minute ago there, and you look at it and you think to yourself, I'm not worried about this game. I'm worried because Arsenal have got a strong attack, but then Liverpool just, about 3-4 minutes later, Bobby Firmino's no luck finishing it in the back of the net, and then about another 2 minutes later, we're 2-1 up, and the Arsenal fans don't have the belief that we have, because I didn't hear a peep out of them all game. And you're looking at them and you're thinking, that's a side who knows they're beat, that's a side who knows they've come up against the best side in the country. And we just got even better after that, didn't we?
Yeah, million percent. The thing is, we've got that belief. We've seen our team go out there. We know our team are all very happy. The morale in our team is sky high. But, you know, like you said about their fans, they don't get the belief from each other. Even when they scored, you know, I understand we scored quite, you know, soon after.
They were happy because they scored against the best side in the league.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, though, you've never even seen those celebrations continue. The other day against Newcastle, if they scored, they'd be chanting about it. Even if we scored, they'd still be going, do you know what I mean? They're just really lacking in a lot of confidence, that club. And, you know, even with the new manager and stuff like that, there's a lot of pieces that need to be put back together for that club. But as for Firmino, I think Robbie Fowler was scared for a minute that his hat-trick record could have been broken, you know what I mean? Firmino was unbelievable. I was like, whoa, what? He hasn't even been playing that well recently, but you know what? He's shown what he can do today. An unbelievable player.
And from the number 10 position as well, that position where you're thinking to yourself, are we going to get goals out of Bobby Firmino? Well, we haven't so far this season, but when we needed somebody to step up to the plate, when we needed somebody to drag Liverpool back into that game and in front in that game, he sat three players down on his arse and then sat the goalkeeper down, finished left-footed, and it was one of the best, like, most slalom-like things I've seen on a football pitch. And I was almost dumbfounded in the ground at the time, and Liverpool just got better and better. I thought Genie Wijnaldum was the best player on the pitch. If Bobby Firmino doesn't get Arctic, he doesn't get man of the match, because Genie Wijnaldum was absolutely everywhere, tackling inside the 6-yard box, bringing the ball forwards, covering left wing.
Every time he lost the ball, he got it back. I remember the first time he done it, I was like, oh, unlucky Genie. Got it back right away, and then it happens again and again and again, and I was thinking, what is this player? What is he doing? I said before to a few of the lads, I was saying that if Jurgen Klopp weren't here, he'd most likely still be at Newcastle or around that level. He would not be the player that he is now, and he is an unbelievable player.
How do you think a player like Genie Wijnaldum goes, and I'll reference a tweet of Aubrey, actually, I've just read a tweet of his. I don't know whether I'll be able to get it up quickly. In fact, it's right there. So Aubrey tweeted someone and said, can we just talk about how good Genie is, please, immense again today? Someone replied and said, shades of Seedorf, PJ Boyle, be my man of the season beyond the normal few. And then Aubrey says, he's fucking incredible. His transformation from an attacking left winger who only turned up in home games for Newcastle to the most consistent midfielder in our side is something I've never seen in football before. Yeah. And it gets you thinking about it, because I said on the player ratings, James, he is our best midfielder right now. And he's a proper six. Yeah. He'll proper win the ball back, but he can drive on, and he's freeing up the other players to go and shine, because they're so confident that he's got everything behind them.
Well, when we first signed him, we signed him to be like a cam left mid sort of player, you know, be that creator for the strikers. But he's came in and he's done a completely different role. He's been able to offer that, offer goals, and he's also been able to offer support in the midfield, being able to defend some crucial tackles today in the pitch. You know, unbelievable player. How much did he pay for him? 20, 25 million. Basically pennies, you know what I mean, and we've just signed a phenomenal player. Honestly, I think continuing performances like that, he could be in talks for one of the best players in the league, and that's not even me trying to be stupid or anything. I'm being deadly serious. I think he's got all the attributes and qualities to genuinely be one of the best players.
I genuinely think he's up there at the moment. On a performance level, he's playing at a world-class level. Another lad who's playing at a world-class level is Virgil van Dijk. We were singing his song loud, we were singing it proud, and it was ridiculously loud when we were singing that Virgil van Dijk song. But what Liverpool were able to do there is something that Arsenal weren't able to do during that game, and it's because of the lads like Virgil van Dijk, Robertson, Lovren and Trent. They're so comfortable on the ball, even Dejan Lovren is, and you're looking at them and you're thinking they're pressing quite high here, and our lads don't panic because they realise that it's essentially 5-on-4, because we use Alisson like an outfield player at times. We use him like he's just going to receive the ball and he's going to pass the ball on, whereas when we were pressing Arsenal, they were panicking. Leno was kicking the ball out for corners, throw-ins, and just hoofing the ball up the pitch. But Liverpool are able to just play through their press, get it to the midfield lads with a little bit of space because you play through the press, and then we're counter-attacking them essentially, and they have no idea how to stop it.
It's crazy. We start from one position, then we're somewhere else next. Alisson's pass today was unbelievable, firstly, you know, and so just talking about 0 to 100 very, very fast, you know what I mean. As for Virgil, you know, at the time when we signed him, 75 million this, you know, that's all you there was the price tag. But the thing is though, we could have paid 200 million for the fella, and it'd still be worth it, you know what I mean. He's unbelievable, you know. The other, like, I'm going to bring up Newcastle. We were 4-0 up and he's still shouting at everyone, telling them, right, you get there, we're getting a clean sheet out of this. He really cares. I think he's, you know, obviously Henson's the captain, and I'll support him with that, but Virgil, he's a leader, a true leader. He's got all the attributes to be a leader. He's got the voice, he's got the stature. You know, he's a very scary man with that, you know what I mean? He's just unbelievable. Got like with Wijnaldum as a midfielder, he's got all the perfect attributes as a centre-back, and it was best signing we've made in the last few years.
Him, Alisson, Salah, Firmino, take your pick of who's the best signing at the moment. Andy Robertson can go in there. All of them players. One of the other players that I want to talk about a little bit is Mo Salah, because he probably had a quiet first half. I think that's fair to say. But what I loved about his performance is he was playing on the shoulder, James, but he's also becoming more comfortable at holding the ball up. Like, he's literally, like, apologies to podcast listeners here, he's holding off Socrates and back-heeling it to his lads next to him. And that's not something that I ever thought Mo Salah would have in his pocket, because he's a quick guy. He likes to play on the shoulder. He likes to run into those spaces. Yeah. But now he's altered his game this season for the good of the team. Yeah. He might not be having as many touches of the ball. He's still having end product. He's still scoring those goals. But he is doing a job for this team in the same way that Bobby Firmino did a job for this team last season. He's pressing, he's holding the ball up, he's bringing other lads into play, and he looks like he's enjoying his football as well.
Well, you know, people were saying one season wonder with Mohamed Salah, but I'm not being funny, he's done the exact same thing this season as he did last season, just score goals. Pure class about the fella, you know. If it gets to the second penalty, he can easily say, I want that, you know, I'm the one who's competing for the golden boot and this, that and the other. Gives it to Firmino for his hat-trick, and that's the type of players that you want to be playing with. You have that respect for each other, you know, and when you have a player like that, it just shows true class, and you can tell he's happy with the football he's playing. Like you said, he had a bit of a quiet first half, yet he still scored. Do you know what I mean? You can say it was a penalty.
And he gave the pen to Firmino.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, his class is unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? Truly amazing player. I'm very happy that we got him as well. Honestly, like you said before about the signings, you can't choose which one's been the best in the past few years. You just can't choose.
No, mate. And like, listen, there are so many talking points to that game. I can't wait to actually get back to the studio, dive in depth and detail on that, watch the highlights back, have a look at some of the other performances and stuff. One of the other things that I noticed during the game, and I can't wait to watch this back actually and analyse this a little bit more, but we scored another goal from a shit short corner that's whipped into the box. I think it was Robertson, maybe, with an unbelievable ball over to Mo Salah. Mo Salah to Mane, Mane goal. Now, one of the things that I noticed is for that goal, and I could be incorrect on this one because it's obviously I've only seen it once. Mo Salah's standing on the edge of the penalty area, right? And as the ball goes back out, as the ball's going back out to Andy Robertson, all their defenders are pushing up, but the lad Mo Salah is standing on the edge of the area, right, and he's running the other way. So their defenders and our attackers are running backwards, and he's running into the box, and he's the lad who gets his foot on the ball and gets the ball across. And not only did I notice it during that one, Shaqiri did it for another corner a little bit later on. Shaqiri stood on the edge of the box. The ball goes out, Trent, Robbo, can't remember who it is, whips the ball back in, and exactly the same happened. Their defence pushed out, everyone's running that way, but our attacker, Shaqiri, this time's running that way and gets the ball across. And I just wonder whether that's something that we've been working on in the training ground. It's got to be, hasn't it? I mean, listen, final words on that. We're the best side in the league.
Very much, yeah, very much so. We just keep proving it. Best defence, you know, amazing attack. Great midfield. There's very few things that we need to improve on. Obviously, there's always room for improvement, but you know, in this video especially, I've been stumbling over my words. I've been saying things, you know, I've been repeating things, and that's because I'm truly overwhelmed. It's genuinely the best team. Honestly, like, it's the best team I've seen in ever in my life. I don't know about you, but this is.
This is the best team I've seen as well,
yeah,
mate.
Honestly, the best team I've ever seen, and I can't believe how good we are, and it truly is overwhelming. It does overwhelm me. I was in there, and it's emotional when you're seeing everyone singing, and you just see how good we are and how happy everyone is. It's truly unbelievable, and you just don't know how often we're going to get to see this. We might never get to see this again because we're that good. So we just need to enjoy it. People can say, like, oh, don't get too carried away. Just enjoy it, though. Don't be worried about not getting too carried away. Enjoy it while we're here. We're in a fantastic position. We could be a point clear of City and we'd be in a fantastic position. Just enjoy it. Don't let other people who's going, oh, we're top of the league. We are top of the league, so we're gonna boast about it at the end of the day. Just enjoy it. You might not see this again.
No, you're right. And I think that's well said. Listen, Liverpool, best side in the league, best manager in the league, best defence in the league, best goalkeeper in the league, best fielder in the league, best strikers in the league, best squad in the league. Yeah, fuck it, why not? Best squad in the league. Have that, everybody else.
Best team in the world at the moment, in my opinion.
There you go, well said. Like the video. If you're on iTunes, like it on that. Give us a 5-star rating, all that type of jazz. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Men TV on all of those platforms and get over to the redmentv.com. We're going back to the studio, an hour on this now. Can't wait. Thanks for watching. Ta-ra.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.